Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Such a bizarre story. Now, what is the name of the doc that you watched?
Well, I found it on Prime.
Okay.
It's called Murderous Minds, Nanny Doss, The Giggling Granny.
The Giggling Granny. That's the part that caught my attention. The Giggling Granny. What's
because
that all about?
In every photo of this woman, she's a huge smile. She's laughing. She is responsible for the deaths of 11 people between the 20s and 50s. She finally confessed to all these murders in 1954. She killed four husbands. She killed two children, one of her sisters, her mother, two grandsons, her mother-in-law. Horrible.
And it's amazing that she was able to go on for as long as she did.
Right. In the documentary, they do give background. She had an abusive dad, but many people did, and they do not kill several people. They also say she was in a train accident when she was little, and she had a severe head injury from it. And so they think maybe some of her mental instability came from that. But what stuck out to me was how easily you could commit murders or horrible crimes back in those days, and people just, if they didn't find you with like a bloody weapon over the body,
right,
they're just like, well,
natural
seems
causes,
weird.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
Probably had a heart attack.
Shrug, exactly. Because food poisoning was allegedly the reason for a lot of these deaths, and it clearly was not that. A lot of these people who died in their sleep unexplained, it was her, and she confessed to it later.
What's the common thread? The giggling granny.
And that's basically how she got busted, because when her final husband died in the hospital, they sort of went, huh, a lot of people around you seem to die from unexplained reasons. Are you the reason? Shrug. They had no DNA or anything back in those days.
10 murders later.
If she would have done this today, she would have been busted after murder number one, clearly. Also, another thing that stuck out to me was that she kept getting men to marry her. And they talked about her feminine ways and how seductive she was and attractive. I'm sorry, but she was a four at best. What was she doing she got all these
and
men to marry
that's
her?
That's exactly what I do. When I read the story, I Googled images to see. And
tell me if I'm wrong.
No, there was, I talked a good game, I guess.
This was not Ava Gardner. This woman somehow did something to keep getting men to marry her. So it's a very compelling documentary, but it's obviously quite sad. And even her daughter, when her daughter thought that she had taken the life of her grandchild, even she felt bad for questioning it. But how is this not the subject of many more documentaries?
And we both first heard about it last week.
Yes. And don't call her Giggling Granny. That's a far too cute nickname for this woman. She was horrible.
Ah, cute little Giggling Granny.
Right? No, but it's on Prime if you do want to watch it. It will hold your interest for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.